Thank you. Thank you. What's up? That was probably the longest stretch of time I haven't talked at all, ever, in the history of broadcast from Limbo. Shout out to whoever left the bag of chips at the studio. I feel like that's given me a whole new, like, breath of life. I think maybe taking, like, several different types of decongestants on, like, a fairly empty stomach is probably what makes you feel bad. More than the sickness itself, so thank you. I had one of those, and I feel like a whole new woman, let me tell you. So, you just listened to Sivad, I think that's how you say that, off of Live Evil. It's kind of in the era of Bitches Brew. It's a year after Bitches Brew was released, and it's very much in the same vein. Then we played one of my favorites, Pharaoh's Dance, off of Bitches Brew. I love that song so much, I can't explain to you how near and dear to my heart that song is. This next section of songs are kind of people who were musically touched by Davis in some sort of way. So I have like some Herbie Hancock. He played for Davis, I believe, in the late 60s. I believe I read, like, 66 is, like, when he kind of left and wanted to do it, like, left Davis's, like, band and wanted to do his own thing. And then I have some George Duke. I'm going to play some George Duke off of A Token of His Extreme, which I've been listening to nonstop. Besides Davis, like, the last weekend, I was listening to A Token of His Extreme over and over again. So I wanted to to play some of George Duke. I know he was heavily inspired by Davis. I'm sure he's played for Davis at some point, or, you know, I just know he's heavily inspired by him. And then I'm going to play some Chick Corea, who actually did the keyboard off of Pharaoh's Dance and some other songs off of Bitches Brew. And then I'm going to play some Santana. And then I'll meet you back here after I force, you know, then I'll force you to listen to some Grateful Dead, because Davis had seen the Grateful Dead in their early years and was like, these guys rule. And guess what? He was absolutely right. If you don't like the Grateful Dead, just know you're disagreeing with Miles Davis. So that's kind of crazy to me. I don't know if you want to be in that position or not. So that seems like your cross to bear, not mine. Actually, earlier, so those of you who don't know me in real life, or those who do know me in real life, know that I have a lot of bumper stickers on my car. And of course, being a Deadhead, I have a lot of Grateful Dead related stickers. So I was parking in front of the studio today, and I have a sticker that says, I miss Jerry, which is, of course, in reference to Jerry Garcia. If you, like, had the context clues of, like, the other stickers on my car that are all Grateful Dead related. And this kid, as I got out of the car, goes, is that referring to Jerry Brown? And I thought I was going to smack this motherfucker, but I kindly said, no. You know, it's Jerry Garcia. It's the only Jerry that exists to me, you know. And he was like, oh, he's clearly very out of it. A lot of people are drinking and smoking out here, so... It was kind of funny. I was also in a really bad mood, and I was like, no, it's fucking Jerry Garcia, bitch. Didn't say that. I'm not that mean. But anyways, this is... Let's play some Herbie Hancock. Let's play some Watermelon Man, which, if you watch the live versions of, are very interesting to see. I don't know. Anyways, thank you so much for listening. My name is Jasper. This is broadcast from Limbo live to you from Radio Valencia. Transmissions from the Mission. Thank you for joining us. Bye-bye. Thanks. Yellow.
That is the sound of a very short cymbal. It's a finger cymbal. It's something that's normally worn on the finger, and another one is worn on the thumb. The thumb and the finger are beaten together with these two little middle things to make it go ding, ding, ding. George Duke is now applying an ingenious technique to the finger cymbal itself as a prelude, a preamble, to some sort of fantastic keyboard solo that he's going to invent for you right here on the spot. We don't know what he's going to do. We never know what George is going to do, and perhaps it's best for all of us. It better be best for all of us.
You know, I'm getting to like that. That was called a push beat.
I thought it was a grace note.
I thought it was a booger bear.
Well, you would think so.
But then as he was thinking about whether it was a booger bear or not, something happened.
Well,
just like it did last show. And something started rumbling. And then all of a sudden, it got louder.
In the laboratory of a nationally known mad scientist.
I told her, I said, it ain't gonna hurt you. But then.
lick, all right. Go on, Ruth. Give the gong player some. Now we're going to continue on. We're just going to melt away into another tune. This is a love song of sorts. You know, it's a little bit tweaked, but it's one of those ones you got to stick in the show somewhere there.
We'll be right back.
Miles Davis, Dark Magus, is that how you say it? I've never had to say it in real life. I've only typed it out. That was suggested by a dear viewer, Jack. Played that for him because he asked for it. And I figured, you know, I'll replace that instead of the Dead. Even though Miles Davis spoke very highly of the Grateful Dead, I won't torture you this week. And I didn't play any last week. So maybe next week, fuck you guys, I'm going to have to play some... a lot of Grateful Dead next week. Fuck you guys. Let me be a deadhead and let me live in peace. I don't know. It's been a great show. Thank you all for listening. I've appreciated everyone who's been tuning in and texting me and messaging me, the people who stopped into the studio to say hello. Really awesome show today. I hope everyone's having fun at Porch Fest. I believe that's what it's called. I'm glad to see so many people outside and enjoying themselves. It's really beautiful to see. So thank you for tuning in. We're live at Radio Valencia every Saturday from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m. We have something new every week. So tune in to hear different things every week. My name is Jasper. This is Broadcast from Limbo, live to you from Radio Valencia. Thank you so much for listening. I'll see you guys next week. Bye-bye.